Carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Don't pay overs. Book your mare to proven Group 1 sire for a reason for $2,200. Or Hunter Cup winner Bling It On for $2,400. Live foals receive a $500 HRNSW rebate. Conditions apply. Go to comedyequine.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio has Greyhound Racing covered.
Beacon Street looming large. The young gun, Beacon Street wins.
Beacon Street.
For the Proctor family will represent New South Wales in the National Spring Championship at Albion Park.
They're heading to Bryn Vegas.
While Abby Ripper contests the National Distance Grand Final. Some of the best greyhounds from around Australia do battle. And Dave Carlson will be trackside for all the late mail. Friday night here on Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee this Father's Day, they've got that many things Dad will love, you'll find it hard to choose. Head online to binglee.com.au and check out the Father's Day catalogue. Or head in store and spoil Dad this Father's Day.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
The Etihad Airways is now on at Flight Centre. Flight to London return from $1,425. Call Flight Centre now, 131-600 Cecil Park, Elizabeth Drive, east of Mamre Road. We've got an accident. Truck and car involved. Now, it is closed in both directions. We are looking at diversions in place there. Eastbound traffic closed at Mamre Road, so avoid it if you can. King George's Road approaching Stony Creek. We've got a truck breakdown. That's at northbound in Lane 1. Building a new home. Find all the info you need at allworthhomes.com.au. See hundreds of home design options to suit your land at allworthhomes.com.au. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning everyone, Sean Cosgrove at 6 past 10. We've got racing throughout Gunnedah. Weather overcast, good four. We'll get a full report a little later on. Our man there today, of course, is a good mate, Gary Harley. So this morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. Big day in the northwest today, Gunnedah Cup Day. Now, the Gunnedah Cup program was postponed a month or two back when it was washed out. And, of course, it was rescheduled for today. Good race, good program, seven races on a good four. Let's see if we can find a winner.
All right, now on the first, six Josie's Last Stand, seven Hayden Boy, 15 Undertaker, 16 Josie May Come Out, five Crimson Sun, 340, one That Abate, 420, four Not a Princess is 460, number nine Sabag, 550, 11 Caribbean Song, 7, then go to 13 Darper at 14, 14 Derry Mary, 23, 10 Vindicated, 26, number eight Indigo Knight, $41 Pop, nine Mo Champagne is 51, 2 Tipuana, 71, and number 12, Moss Hart, is an $81 pop.
My best bet of the day comes up in race one, number 5, Crimson Sun, trained by Gavin Groth. Now, the horse was trained by John Thompson, and it had good enough form to win this. It ran third at Kembla when John was training last start 30 days ago, beaten about two lengths by Severance. It was ridden by Jeff Penzer. Jeff put him in the 1-1. He had every chance, but he tried his heart out in the straight, and that was a lot better further than what he's beaten today. Three starts back, he was only beaten a length at Goulburn when he was placed third. He's got barrier one, the informed Josh Adams, now trained on the track by Gavin Groth, as I said. I thought he was the best bet of the day, number five. Number one, the Debater, is close to a win. Had two placings in his last four starts. He run third at Tamworth last start, beaten about a length and a half. Greg Ryan got him into a good spot. Fifth on the rail, he was hard ridden at the 600, about six lengths off the lead because they did go pretty quick up front. He made up very good ground. He's got a good barrier and he's got Greg again. So he was the main threat. Four Not a Princess had two runs for Sue Grill since she come up from Sydney. She never raced down south. Both the runs have been fair. The last one at Tamworth, she had every chance when she got beat about a length and three quarters, but she's probably getting fitter. And number 13, I threw it in as my fourth pick. in the race here, mate. That is it Dara?
Mm.
As I just have a quick look through my sheets here. I thought it's run the other day, DARPA, I thought it's run the other day at Forbes when it got beat about a length and a half. Wasn't too bad. 5-1, 4-13.
All right, the second event, 3 Curious Ass, 7 Artella and 8 Fanny Chanel come out. Now, number 6 Whiskey Apple, 230. 4 Shizmo, 550 equal with 13 All Political. 11 Stylish Charlene, $7. Number 5 Thompson River is $8. Number 2 Cherokee, 12. 1 Big Sammy is 19. 10 Operatic also 19. 12 Superior Jazz, 23. And number 9 Night Quest is $126.
I like them, 6, 4, 2 and 13. Number 6, Whiskey Apple, is trained on the track by Sally Torrens. It runs second at Tamworth, its last run on the 11th of August. It was 3 wide with no cover during the run, and it was beaten about a length of 3 quarters by Subtle Winner. He's got a chance again in a race today. Now, considering it covered so much ground, I thought the run was all right. Wasn't too far away in previous start for another trainer up on the Sunshine Coast end of Grafton. I think this could be the race for him, number 6, Whiskey Apple. Number 4, Schmizzo, stable mate, both trained by Sally Torrens. It ran third at Tamworth last run in the same race that Whiskey Apple ran second. Finished a length behind Whiskey Apple, had every chance. Hard to see it turning the tables, but you never know. Number 2, Cherokee, for Sue Grills. Its form's been fair. There's a long tail in this race, let me tell you. So 6, 4, 2, and number 13, All Political. I thought after it's only run a grass and over 1,000, might be better suited at the 1,400. 6, 4, 2, and 13.
Righto, we're on to the third now, Gary, and full field here, no scratchings. Now 5, Sportstar Samuel, 360. Number 3, Samakosho, 380. 11, London Lady, 550. 1, Hassanik, 650. 8, Like a Boot is $9, just shortened in from 12. Now 4, Sandy Water, 17. 12, Nightspun, 17. Number 10, Juwan, $19. 2, Worthy Rival, 23. Also, 6, Supreme Goddess, 23. 7, Tickets on Kai, 31. 9, Below the Belt is $61 pop. And the other one, 13, Yumungri, is $101.
1, 3, 5, and 2. I'm giving Hassanik a chance here. Leslie Jeffries has got him over there at Tamworth. Josh Adams will ride. He run third at Warren in a 2,400-metre race on July 25. He was beaten just on a length that day by Lucky Elixir. He had a nice run, had every chance in the race. Then he come to Tamworth in a better furl than this, run midfield the other day. 3 runs back at Grafton at the Carnival. He finished less than 3 lengths behind Afrasan, favourite for the Gunnedah Cup today. So I've got him on top. Number 3, Samakosho. Yeah, that'll do. You can work that one out. It run third at Crendai. Beaten or a neck at the most by Yambar Prince on the 14th of August, who he's on a 7-day backup. I'd have thought he battled on really well there in that race after leading. And he'll go forward from that wide alley. Now he's up to 2,000. Number 5, Sportstar Samuel for Stephen Jones. He's getting winners, Stephen. This horse has had 2 runs since a month freshen up. The last run at Scone in a much better field than this. Finished midfield. And number 2, best of the others, Worthy Rival. 1, 3, 5 and 2.
All right, 1 Volknut, 6 Orlando Jack, 9 Sucker, 13 Split the Atom, scratched from race 4. Now 2 Cheljo is $3.20, 3 Guilty of Sin, $3.50, 4 Maboob, $5.50, 10 Armageddon on at a $7.50 pop, then out to 5 Mini Mahal, $8.50, 7 Moonlight Spies, 11, also 11 Red Danasur is $11, then go out to 8 Mother's Presence at $26, 14 Vision Attract, $31. Number 12, Diamant Noir is $81, and the other one, 15, Grandmaster Dash, $101.
My numbers are 4, 2, 7, and 3. Marboob, another one on a quick backup. Raced at Crendai last Monday. Got beat about 2 lengths. He was up on the speed there, running second with his 58 kilos. He hit the front in the straight. He battled on well, but the winner was then the second horse for just a little bit too good. Prior to that, he won very impressively at Newcastle. He's a kilo less today than he had at Crindy, and he's never raced here, but he's been placed in three of his last four and has also had a win, so he's in very good form. Number two, Cheljo for Grant Prosser, or Keljo. He can beat a length of three quarters at Taree. Last start behind Drummed Out. Three wide with no cover. Off the track on the home turn. I thought they'd get so close it went pretty good. Number seven, Moonlight Spy, got a terrible barrier that is a definite chance. A win of two starts back at Coonamble and a couple of placings lately at Grafton and Armidale. It's a hope in the race. And number three, best of the others, Gildy has seen a good winner and an easy winner at Tamworth last start, after being slowly away, and is trained on the track. 4, 2, 7, and 3.
Rightio. We move then to the Hofuel Gunnedah Cup 1600, the main race of the day. We've got a full field. Now, number three, Present Sense, 320. One Dream Folk, 350. Four Avro Sun, 350. Number six, Mashani Stilt, is $6.50. Seven, Testability, is a $10 pop. Five, Huswick, 11. Two, Evangelist, 34. Nine, Safety Peg, 61. And a cocktail time, $126, guys.
1, 4, 3, and 6. This is a cup. And Greg Hickman, an old Gunnedah boy, hails from Gunnedah. He's got the top weight Dream Folk, and he'd be very, very hard to beat. He's second up today. First up the other day at Warwick Farm, he ran 6 for 13, and I thought his run was a ripper. He only got beat two lengths. He was midfield in a good spot during the run. Started to make ground around him near the turn, and he just kept coming in the run home. He was really hit top gear in the last 50, 60 metres to get beat two lengths. If you go back when he raced over longer trips, Boxing Day and in January, he was placed at Randwick in a couple of 2,400 metre races. But nice and fresh, second up today, the mile should be okay for him. Number four. He's flying this horse over a sun to get his last run at Randwick. He was on a quick backup. He has won on a quick backup before, but maybe Cav went to the well too much with a quick backup the other day, and he went terrible at Randwick. But you might go back to his form before that. He won very impressively here at Gunnedah, and then he won very easily at Grafton at the Carnival. He won a race. Four starts back very easily at Dubbo. He's won three of his last four. He's going to take a ton of beating, the favourite, in the cup today. My next pick in the race is number three, Present Sense. It ran third at the Narromine Cup the other day, beaten about two lengths. They went mad up front, put a huge gap in the couple of horses did in the others in the race. And he was eased back to fourth. He was 10 or 15 off the lead mid-race. Ended up getting beat about two. Made up a lot of ground. Barrier one, Peter Graham, he'll get a lovely run. And number six, Mashani Stealth. I'll give this horse to Shane Edmonds a chance. He was a long way back swinging for home at Musselbrook at the Bengala Cup the other day. He made up a ton of ground. He get beat about 2.5 lengths behind Anecdote. He's a hope as well. Open race, good field in the cup. 1, 4, 3, and 6.
All right, we go to the next. Now, this is race 6, class 1, 1400. We take out one Invincible Bot, number 4, Epic Event, 9, Fairy Fragments, and 11, Miss Umar. Favourite here, 6, Subtle Winner, 330, 3, Ceaseless, 370, 2, Rosella Amalfi, 440, number 7, Smoky Eye, $10, 8, Silver Art, 11, 15, Trajectory, 14, number 13, Drawn to You, 18, 16, Cream of Oz, 23, 17, Willembin, 31, 12, Rainy on Sunday, 34, 5, Miss Bluebell, 41, 10, Girl Drama, 51, and 14, My Ladybug, $81.
Numbers are 2, 6, 3, and 7. Ready to win now, Rosella Amalfi. Close enough to a good thing for me. Went really good the other day at Musselbrook when it run third, beaten a better length. RBI and Love Done. He was second up. He had a good run behind the leaders. He's a lot fitter now. If you go back to his debut run at Scone August last year, he won a maiden there by 4.5 lengths. He's got a nice barrier, Daniel Northey for Rod Northam. I think he is certainly the one to beat in this race. Number six, Subtle Winner for Brett Kavanagh. Won a weak maiden very easy the other day at Tamworth. Had a nice run for Grant Buckley. Joined the leaders on the turn and absolutely bolted him. Barrier one again, another good ride for Josh Adams. It's the danger. Three, Ceaseless. Thought the Narromine run last start was good. He got beat about a length and a quarter. The leaders got away. He was running third at the 800. They got away on him. Got to the outside on the turn. He was all over the place in the straight, very green, but he kept coming. And number seven is my fourth pick in the race, which is Smokey Eye, who won a race at Kempsey the other day. And I tell you what, he was pretty impressive. He might have been a crash on field, but he went okay. 2, 6, 3, and seven.
Right, he had two aspiring, comes out of race seven. Six Epic Dan, 290. One Crooked Blaze, 550. 3 SCB is 750, 12 Yours Mine Ours at 8, number 4 Her Moon Boy 850, 7 Say You Know 12, 10 I'm Usain 15 along with 11 Michelle's Gift. We go to 5 Pippi's Pride, a $16 pop, also 8 Alpine Dragon 16, the other one 9 Polsky Prince, $19.
Last of the day, a really good race through this one, the Lightning Handicap, 1, 6, 3 and 4. He's a class runner, Crooked Blaze. His first up run in the Daniel Baker Memorial at Coffs Harbour and Cup Day was an absolute ripper. He ran third, got beat less than a length. He got a good run after being over racing a bit early in the race, and then he couldn't get clear for a fair while early in the straight. Got clear at the 200 and he flew home. Under his 58. He goes to 60 today, but I'm not worried about that. I think he's got a huge chance here. Number six is my second pick. Epic Dan, the favourite, bolted in at Dubbo the other day. Bolted in three runs back at Dubbo in very good form. So is the stable. Got to be really hard to beat. Number three, SCB for Brett Kavanagh. Beaten into second place at Musselbrook the other day behind Anecdote in the Bengala Cup. Placed at Scone three runs back behind Randiki. That is very, very good form for this race. It's got to come back from 1280 to 1000. But there's a definite hope. And number four, Hamoon Boy, might run a race from barrier one.
All right. Now, what's your best there today? Gary, what do you like? What stands out?
My best bet is in race one. On the program, which is number five, Crimson Sun. Good days racing in the northwest today. I'll have the Mounting Yard mail coming through on Sky Radio. Beats at every race. Hope you're back a winner, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sure.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley there. Now, the CEO, Gunnedah, Mark Story, joins us. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. You got a good day. A little bit overcast?
A little overcast. 17 degrees. Track is rated good. Good four.
Fantastic. So good four. The rail, where's that?
Rail's in the true position.
Right. Now, you got a butte, you got a beer meter, you got the Lightning on, the cup, the whole lot. You got to be pretty happy.
Yeah, very pleased with the acceptances and the fields we've got.
All right. Fantastic. So for people heading there today, it'll just be a nice, comfortable day. Good four, rail true, and a butte they line up for them, Cup Day at Gunnedah.
That's exactly right. It's our 150th anniversary as a race club, so celebrating all our legends today.
Oh, fantastic. And can you name some of those for us just straight off the bat who you'll be celebrating?
We've got Bot Thompson, and who's a legendary jockey from the home trainer up this way, and Frank Gallen, legendary punter. And we had Akhozov, obviously, punter's favourite horse.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
Celebrating all the contributions of the history of Gunnedah's racing.
Brilliant. Absolutely great. Well, have a great day there, Mark. Good luck.
Thanks, Sean. Bye.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Story there, the CEO at Gunnedah. Now it's 23 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio can be taken anywhere, anytime. Crystal clear. Sky Sports Radio. Radio is available through the Tab app plus the Radio Industries Radio app. Whether you're at home, work, the races or travelling, make sure Sky Sports Radio is a part of your racing day.
Be part of the action at the racing event of the season. Tyrrell's Lions Newcastle Spring Racing Carnival at Newcastle Racecourse. Friday, September 15 is Cup Day with our four most prestigious races, including Forex Gold Newcastle Cup, Australian Bloodstock Cameron Handicap, Spring Stakes and Yarraman Park Tibby Stakes. Racing continues Saturday 16th with Ladies Day and Westfield Qatara VIP Marquee. Don't miss the thrill, the passion and the fashion. Tyrrell's Lions Newcastle Spring Racing Carnival. Book online, buy one general entry and get one free before Cup Day at newcastleracecourse.com.au.
If you love your harness racing, you can rely on Sky Sports Radio. Tuesdays on the Pace brings you all the latest news, interviews and tips. Listen live at 10:30 Tuesday mornings or download the On the Pace podcast from skysportsradio.com.au.
At Bing Lee this Father's Day, they've got that many things Dad will love, you'll find it hard to choose. Head online to binglee.com.au and check out the Father's Day catalogue, or head in store and spoil Dad this Father's Day.
After all the bad weather this year, the Tweed River Jockey Club deserves a cracking Moolibar Cup Day on Friday. And the locals deserve plenty of winners. Before all the racing action, don't miss Gary Cleese's selections. Friday morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Can't choose between your favourite runners? Place a $3 mystery box trifecta on Trackside. And if your three runners finish first, second or third in any order, you win 50% of the trifecta dividend.
Visit your local tab to play Trackside.
Gamble responsibly.
25 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. As you mentioned, it's a big day today. Gunnedah, the cup meeting there. And Anthony Cavano is probably on his way there at the moment. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, mate. Yeah, on my way in the car at the moment.
Beautiful. Now, you got a couple of nice rides. You got Thompson River going around in the second there, and it's had two nice runs back from a spell.
Yeah, look, his first run was a good run at Coonabarra. Run. We drew a good alley, so it all worked out. But the second run was, I was trapped through him, well, probably four deep all the way on a heavy track. So, look, it was a good run. He stuck on well, but today seems a bit weaker, so he's a chance.
Now, you're on the old digger here, Vision of the Track. He's a 10-year-old, but no-one's told him that. He hasn't been that far off the mark the last couple.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think he just went around the other day at, where were we?
Kilgandra.
Kilgandra. So, yeah, look, he's a tough bugger, and he keeps running well. So, he doesn't work him hard or anything. Just races him, and he's due, that's for sure.
Some of those old horses are funny, aren't they? They just love it.
Well, that's right. He's a lovely old bugger, And while he's racing well, why not keep him going?
Yeah, now you got to ride in the cup. You're on Cocktail Time. Again, it's another one with a bit of age. On paper, the form doesn't look that flash, but it can show a bit of pace in races.
His form at the track's pretty good too at Gunnedah, so that's a bit of a plus. But look, he looked like being a... Well, he was a real nice horse 2 years ago, and last start, he went way too hard for the young lass at Narromine Cup, and it cleared out about 10 lengths in front of the rest with another horse. And look, he's no good thing, but it's not a real strong Gunnedah Cup, and he's probably a rough hope.
You got the Wollumbin, you're riding in the seventh there. It's had a couple of goes at the picnics, but I tell you what, winning a race anywhere these days is tough, and the picnics included.
What am I on?
Wollumbin.
I didn't even know that. I thought I was scratching out the race too, wasn't I?
Epic Event come out.
Okay. I don't know. I don't even know its form. I didn't know it was.
I'll double check. They got you down here, hasn't it? I'll just double check that on the other sheet here to make sure. See, I might have a pleasant surprise for you here.
Would be a big surprise being third or fourth emergency getting a run.
Yeah, now you're on. You're down to ride.
All right, okay, yeah, I don't know anything about it, mate, I couldn't tell you.
There you go, so it's like Santa Claus, we bought you a gift, Anthony, you've got to ride. And the other one for Todd Howard is scratched in the seventh.
Yeah.
But I said, you got a few nice little rides here today, and it's always a good day, the cup day there.
It is a good day, it's going to be, just check the weather before, it's about 17, 18 degrees, so it should be a nice day. And always is a good day, the cup day there, country cups, and it's good for country racing.
Now, what'll be the pick of yours today?
Well, I thought my last two rides, well, they were my best rides. Probably Thompson River, really, with a bit of luck. So, there's no outstanding rides amongst them, but, he's probably the pick of the four rides I've got.
And on a far more serious nature, how are those salamis going that you and your family made a couple of months ago?
Yeah, look, they're good. They're all packed away and they've been consumed, but so you've got to let me know where you are so I can bring some.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll be like a tracker dog, like one of those sniffer dogs at the airport, trying to find one.
No, they're all good. I might have to sell them next year. People keep putting in their orders.
Oh, too right. Don't worry. Include me. Good on you, Anthony. Good luck today, mate. Good to catch up.
No worries. Thanks for that, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Anthony Cavallo. Always good to talk to him, and he's on his way to Gunnedah as we speak. Now, today it is Anthony Collins' birthday today, and he's calling. Is Anthony calling today? Yeah, he is. He's telling Graf doing later on. So we'll have to make sure we get a little cake and candles up in the broadcast box there for him. 10:30 at Sky Sports Radio. We're going to update news and sport now. Kristen Fard. And we'll do that in just a moment on Sky.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
This Friday night at Albion Park, the top dogs in the land will be crowned in the ultimate state versus state challenge. The 2017 You Bet Greyhound Nationals. Can New South Wales Beaconstreet and Eddie Ripper triumph against the state champions from Tasmania, South Australia, Western Australia, Victoria and Queensland? The 2017 You Bet Greyhound National Finals, Friday night at Albion Park. Place your bets via the You Bet app or at youbet.com. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp would like to remind you donations can be made to the National Jockeys Trust at any time. The Trust assists jockeys and their families experiencing financial hardship. Next time you bat a winner, go to njt.org.au.
Morning, Kristen Fard with your Sky Sports Radio news. Up to 200 NRL stars will attend a meeting with the Rugby League Players Association today with the hopes of finalising the NRL collective bargaining agreement. The Penrith Panthers have just about locked in a spot for the finals after extending their winning streak to 7 straight yesterday. It was an extra special day though for young playmaker Nathan Cleary, who made it into the history books as the youngest player to pass 200 points in a season. Meanwhile, Kevin Walters has bolted into contention to coach the Gold Coast Titans. In rugby, thousands of Western Force fans have rallied in Perth against the club's axing. Rugby WA will learn on Wednesday whether they have been granted the right to appeal the ARU's decision to axe the club. To AFL now, former Sydney Swans captain Jared McVay is set to leave the club at the end of the year, with the Swans yet to confirm a new contract for next season. And Nick Kyrgios just fell short of winning his first Masters final. He went down in straight sets to Grigor Dimitrov in the Cincinnati final. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
This Friday night at Albion Park, the top dogs in the land will be crowned in the ultimate state versus state challenge. The 2017 You Bet Greyhound Nationals. Can New South Wales Beaconstreet and Eddie Ripper triumph against the state champions from Tasmania, South Australia, Western Australia, Victoria and Queensland? The 2017 You Bet Greyhound National Finals, Friday night at Albion Park. Place your bets via the You Bet app or at youbet.com. Gamble responsibly.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
Oh, too right it is. It's 28 to 11 coming out of the machine humming as well as Dave Carlson. Morning, Dave.
Cozzy, good morning to you. Just let me ask you at the start, how was the Taree Gold Cup weekend for you?
Mate, it was fantastic. Went up there Saturday night. Max Personal and I were guest speakers at the Calcutta.